Howdy, folks. Well, I guess I'm like most married men. The first thing I notice about a pretty girl is whether my wife's around or not. Now, this is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Just entertainment, yes, sir. And, you know, I'm going to have to do something at my house about all these quiz programs on the radio. I know just the other day, my little girl, Carrie, she said, Daddy, you're going to give me a nickel, true or false? And another problem we have out in our neighborhood is it's getting some help around the house. One of my neighbors, he figured he could get a good maid from among the newly arrived citizens to this country. And he saw one strong-looking young lady from Lapland. And he asked her if she could cook, and she said no. And he asked her if she could do housework, she said no. And he asked her if she could sew, and she said no. And finally he says, well, if you can't cook or do housework or sew or anything, what can you do? And the girl looked up brightly and said, I can milk reindeer. Well, maybe that's what's wrong with this country, no reindeer. But we do have music, and for a Monday morning, here's Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet singing Good Morning, Mr. Sunshine.
Good morning, Mr. Sunshine, say hello to my heart. Just rise and shine, friend of mine, here's where we start. Come tiptoe through my window with your golden bouquet. While flowers of spring laugh and sing, love's on the way. Just start my heart a-throbbing with the robin's first song. That melody, happy and gay. The whole world waits for you with a great big howdy-do. Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. Smile my blues away.
Should get us started in a happy mood here. You know, the other day I read in one of those good health columns in the paper that they said chewing gum is a big help for jumpy nerves. That's just what I've been saying right along. Only, of course, I went a little further and I suggested double mint as the gum to chew. You see, it, well, it tastes so good and it chews so smooth and easy, there's just nothing to match it. There's no excuse for not having double mint handy either, because, well, you can buy it everywhere. So you buy some today from your friendly dealer, will you? Refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. And right now we have four double mint refreshed mouths, ranged around the microphone here. The Halloran Quartet. They're going to see what they can do with the I'll String Along With You.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few, but an
until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have, just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, say I'll string along with you.
You know, if there's one thing that aggravates me, it's getting caught in crowds. And I reckon there's no more aggravating a crowd than a bunch of people around a bargain counter. You know, I got caught in one the other day. They was pushing and shoving like there's a Notre Dame football team on the 2-yard line, only 30 seconds left to play. And I was the football. I didn't know a man could get so many female elbows in his ribs or women's hats in his eyes as I was getting there. There's a friend of mine, he got caught in a crowd one day, and he gave those women the elbow right back. It's kind of fun, he said, once you got the knack of it. elbowing those bargain crazy people to one side. One woman finally turned around and said to him, she says, "Why don't you act like a gentleman?" And he said, "Madam, I've been acting like a gentleman for the last half hour and getting nowhere. Now I'm going to act like a lady." Well, when you're in a crowd, you gotta assert yourself or they'll tromp all over you. I remember once on a subway in New York, the car was packed. And there was a woman hanging on to a strap right in front of a man. He was sitting down real comfortable. And she kept a glaring at him, just like he was a plain skunk for sitting down while she had to stand up. But he paid her no mind, and finally he reached up, tapped her gently on the arm, and he said, "Be alert at 42nd Street, lady. That's where I get off." Well, he should have got off sooner, I guess. But I guess about the best thing to do when you're caught in a crowd, you know, and your nerves get edgy, well, that's just plunk a stick of double mint gum in your mouth and just chew away. Enjoying that delicious double mint flavor, that'll it'll kind of get your mind off of the crowd. And also, chewing double mint will help stop your nerves from jitterbugging around. That's how it is with me. So you just try it. Find out for yourself, will you? Delicious, relaxing double mint chewing gum. But look what's here now. It's Buttram bonus time. Well, for today's bonus, I have a request for suggestions on how to entertain your minister for dinner or lunch. And I'm happy to oblige because I know my dad and my brother are ministers. And, it's surprising how many folks, they don't know a thing about how to show a preacher a good time. First thing is make Grandpa get up out of the best rocker in the house and offer this to the preacher. And be sure all the women's magazines with those big ads for the ones with the girly pictures all in them. We'll remove them from the living room table. Of course, it's all right to show the Reverend the family album while you're sitting around, but you better check it first. Make sure there's not any pictures of you at the weekly poker club meeting in there by mistake. And watch your language, too. And when the preacher makes a remark, don't say, "Cool, man, cool," or anything like that. Of course, don't be stuffy now. Preachers like a good joke, same as anybody else. So tell him a few of them. Just be careful not to use any jokes involving traveling salesmen or musicians or anything like that. Now, getting the proper menu, that's real important. Start with a cocktail. Be sure it's a shrimp cocktail, though. Yeah. You know. And, one thing, don't ever serve devil's food cake. That's poor taste for preachers. Angel food cake, that's the thing. If you serve any green stuff, I'll tell you a favorite with most underpaid preachers is lettuce in $10 and $20 denominations. Don't worry about what you serve or how your house looks. Your minister won't be noticing those things. He'll be looking for that smile on your face and in your heart. And I know you'll feel better for his visit. And when it's time for him to leave, hand him his hat very nicely and say, "Goodbye, Reverend. Thanks for coming. I'll see you in church." That's our suggestion for entertaining the minister, and that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now, Paula, sing something here, will you?
I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I keep my feelings there. I've stocked my heart with icy frigidaire. 'Cause I mean to care for no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
Well, remember, it's a friendly thing to pass around some double mint gum. Everybody likes it, and it's helpful for everybody. My name's Pat Buttram, and one thing I've noticed is that usually about all a gentleman farmer ever raises is his hat. Bye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.